Well, new research has found the number of young Australian women heading overseas to have cosmetic surgery is increasing. The figures show that each year around 15,000 Australians are going under the knife offshore. The study has found a large proportion of those are women in their 20s taking part in group tours for breast surgery. Lindy Caron reports.
42-year-old Megan Ratcliffe contemplated cosmetic surgery for 2 years. As part of her research, she watched a number of procedures on YouTube and eventually chose Thailand for her surgical holiday.
I had a full abdominoplasty, tummy tuck, with liposuction. Australia was going to cost me about $30,000, and so $30,000 was outside of my realm, and when I looked into Thailand, it cost me $8,000.
Dr. Meredith Jones from the University of Technology Sydney says about 15,000 Australians are heading overseas for cosmetic surgery every year, and she says they're having a range of procedures.
Things like tummy tucks, so-called mummy makeovers, boob jobs, that's breast implants, as well as breast reduction, all sorts of facelifts, otoplasty, that's having ears pinned back, rhinoplasties, and also all of the so-called non-surgical procedures like Botox, Restylane, different sorts of fillers, different sorts of, you know, plumping up, anti-aging procedures.
Dr. Jones says the vast majority of people are going to Bangkok and Phuket in Thailand, followed by Malaysia. When compared with her pilot study in 2009, she says there's a new breed of cosmetic surgery tourists and a growing number of people travelling in groups.
The most important one is the young woman. She's probably in her early 20s, usually. She wants breast implants, and part of the attraction of having them done overseas is that she can go, for example, to Thailand in a group. So it's packaged affordably in terms of a holiday, in terms of having a whole lot of fun, in terms of being with a group of your girlfriends or being with a group of unknown young women who will become your friends, and being with a very experienced kind of guide or agent. And if you look at these agents' websites, you'll see that absolutely their biggest target market is these young women going to Thailand or Malaysia in groups.
So how many sort of companies are looking at doing this in Australia at the moment?
Look, the companies come and go, and it's a little bit hard to keep track of them. At the moment, we think there are about 20.
Megan Ratcliffe says her surgery has boosted her self-confidence and her body image, but she's urging younger women to think carefully about cosmetic surgery.
The day I arrived in Thailand for my appointment, they had 11 other young girls arrive for breast augmentation, which is very popular for the young ones. And I kind of said to my husband, like, I thought it wouldn't be something I would do before I had a family. So I don't know whether it's social pressures or the clothes that are out today, but I think it'd be nice for them to like who they are without having to go and have quite large breasts done.
The research project is due to be completed later this year.
That's Lindy Caron reporting.